2 Samuel chapter 16 tonight. What a wonderful thought in that song, Who Am I? And the Lord would bleed and die for me. I mean, wow, one of the hardest things that, heard one old preacher say, one of the hardest things he couldn't get over was the fact that God loved him. All those other hard things in the Bible, they talk about trying to understand. He says the thing he can't get over is the fact that God would love us and that God would love someone like him. And so what a wonderful testimony in the song there. So 2 Samuel chapter 16 tonight, and to continue on in our series, coming up to a guy named Shimei. And some of you might know him, some of you might, I'm sure, that you've read through the passages of Scripture before. And Shimei is someone that's known a little bit in the Bible, probably by some Bible students, about what's happening. And Shimei gives David a hard time. Not only does he give him a hard time, he has some real issues and some real problems, and it's coming out here in the story. And remember what happened last week. David has been fleeing for his life. He's probably in one of the darkest times in all of his life, is when he's running from his son who's taking over his kingdom. And a couple weeks ago we looked at Absalom stealing the hearts of the people. Last Wednesday night we looked at not letting Satan steal your heart, and type of people that didn't. Here's one of the people that actually is happy about Absalom becoming king, and we're going to look at some of the reasons why his heart was stolen, and it's because he was a very, very bitter man. We're going to read through the whole story, and then we're going to look at this thought, how to deal with Shimei's. How to deal with Shimei's. Let's look here in 2 Samuel chapter 16, verses 5 through 14. It's really an interesting story and something I think we can learn a lot from. We're going to look at David's reaction to this man. It says in verse number 5, "And the king David came to Buhurim. Behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul." So look where his family lineage is from. "Whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came." So David here, he's fleeing for his life. He's got a multitude of people that are there with him. Shimei begins to curse at him and begins to make probably one of the hardest times in David's life even worse. Verse number 6, he doesn't stop there. He physically wants to hurt David and the group of people. And he casts stones at David. I'm thinking if he could, he would put him to death. And at all the servants of the king David. And all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and his left hand, and his left, referring to that David is surrounded by a group of people. Even his warriors are there. "And thus said Shimei when he cursed," he said, "Come out, come out." As he's saying, is get out of town, get out. "Thou bloody man and thou man of Belial." Now this man, the word terminology, Belial means like a worthless, a vain person. One who does wickedness. "Bloody man" means that he has someone blood on his hands. Now remember, all these different things are happening because of David's sin with Uriah. God has told him there was going to be a chastisement, that there was going to be punishment. Shimei is not talking about this. Shimei is, he is giving false accusations about David. "I said, the Lord have returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul." So he's making David an accusation, saying, "David, you stole the throne, you killed Saul, and you killed the house of Saul. To whose stead thou hast reigned, and the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man." The interesting thing here is that he is saying something that has some truth to it, in the fact that because of the death of Uriah and those that were killed in that battle, his hands are bloody. But he's blaming a false accusation talking about Saul. But as he is hearing this, David is going to respond to this in a certain way. Look how one of his mighty men wants to respond in verse number 9. "Then said Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, unto the king." Now, Zeruiah is David's sister. So Abishai is the nephew of David. And we're going to look at him a little bit today also. He says, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head." So we see that Shimei is somewhere. It doesn't really particularly tell. Sometimes they think he's kind of in a mountain area that's a little bit away. He's throwing these stones. He's probably not able to hit them with these stones. He's just throwing these stones, kicking up this dust. Abishai says, look, let me go. I'll go cut his head off and he'll stop all this. In verse number 10, David responds. Most of us probably would say, yeah, go shut him up. You know, he's throwing stones at us. This is a bad time. He's making false accusations. He's saying things he shouldn't. But look what David says in verse number 10. He said, and the king said, what have I to do with you, ye sons of Zariah? So let him curse, because the Lord have said unto him, curse David. Who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so? He sees this as the judgment of God and the punishment of God on his life. Earlier in chapter number 15, we talked about the ark of God. He says, take the ark back. If I find favor of God and I get to come back and be a part of that, then that's wonderful. He says, if God will allow me to. So he's saying, we're not going to go cut this guy's head off because of the fact that God was in this. Verse number 11, and David said to Abishai and to all his servants, behold my son, which came forth of my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone and let him curse, for the Lord hath bidden him. So in this verse is saying, David's saying, look, my own son is trying to kill me. My own son is trying to take over my kingdom. This one little Benjamite over here that's ranting and raving, why should we even worry about him? There's bigger things going on. There's bigger things to consider. Let's keep on going. Verse number 12. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. He sees God in it and he believes that God can make everything work together for good. If David gets up and tells Abishai, go ahead, go cut his head off, what's he going to have to do? He's going to have to get his heart right then for, you know, commanding the death of this guy. But instead, he does what is right and he leads it up to God to maybe requite him some good because someone else is treating him wrongly. Verse number 13, the Bible says, and as David and his men went by the way, Shimei went along the hillside over against them. So you picture that they're going and they're traveling. There's a large multitude. But Shimei isn't just happy with just staying at one point. He's going along and he's saying it to them all along as they're walking. You can imagine how annoying this man would be. You know, probably some of the other people would say, I wish David would let Abishai go just take him out. But he just continues on and continues on and continues on. And he cursed as he went and threw stones at him and cast dust. He's throwing up everything, making as big of a show as he can. He's really enjoying this. Verse number 14, I find this kind of interesting. And the king and all the people that were with him came weary and refreshed themselves there. That they found a place of refreshment. Despite what this man had done, they were still able to refresh themselves. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to jump into this, how to deal with Shimei's. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for the heart that's in this passage. I thank you for the response that David has. And Lord, I know David understands that this is because of a punishment of God, but at the same time, we can understand in this story that you are always at work, and that you can work all things together for good, and how we respond is in a way that you're going to be able to respond back to us. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Help us be people that will be grace givers instead of people that will be scorekeepers. Speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. So how to deal with Shimei's? There's a couple different points. They're pretty simplistic things that maybe you can remember. First thing is realize some people have problems. Realize some people have problems. He said, that seems pretty, but you look at Shimei here, he's got some issues. He's got some real problems. You think about it, first of all, he's bitter. The Bible talks about bitterness and how it's important. Let all bitterness be put away from you. And he says, looking diligent, lest any man fall the grace of God, lest at any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. You say, where do you think that he's bitter at? He's coming out, and what is he doing? He's from the house and lineage of Saul. You go out and study his relationship. I was talking to my son before church about it, and he says, well, I thought he was like a cousin of Saul, but he is least from the group and the son of Gera, and he was part of that group and part of that crowd that was there from the Benjamites. And because of Saul was a Benjamite, that means that his tribe would be looked upon more favorably. And because he no longer can get what he thinks he should get out of the king, he gets angry. He gets mad. He's bitter about it, and he begins making things up. And sometimes when a person has bitterness in their heart and anger in their heart and frustration in their heart, the Bible says that not only will they fall from the grace of God, but they also will let things trouble them, and they will be defiled. Plus, many others will be defiled too. So you see in the story here, he has some problems, and this is a guy who is willing to run after a guy who is fleeing from his country because his son is trying to take his life, and has enough nerve to get out there and start shouting things to him and follow him along and keep on shouting things in front of his family, in front of all these other people that are worried for their life. He has some issues. He has some problems that he needs. There's nothing Christ-like in this. There is nothing godly in this. He's bitter. And next thing you think about it, he's a liar. He says that David is a bloody man. He accuses him of stealing the throne. But you think about it. What did David do with his relationship with Saul? He was there in the cave. What could he have done? He could have killed Saul. He was down there with Abishai. We're going to look at it in a second. Abishai was the one that went with David down when they were all asleep. And Abishai was saying, let me smite him. I want to do it twice. Let me smite him. And he refused to do that. He treated Saul with respect. He treated Jonathan with respect. He even treated Mephibosheth with respect. He treated their bodies with respect. And he is someone who is, he has a mixed worldview of his king. He has, God calls him a man after God's own heart. David flees from Saul and gives Saul mercy and grace over and over and over. But just like Saul was a man that has some problems, this is what Shimei has. He has some issues. He is a liar. He has misconstrued things. Next thing is he had no compassion. In probably one of the darkest times in all his life, running from his own son, this guy's there. You ever been there? You ever been going through a whole big bunch, going through a lot, and then there's somebody there making false accusations towards you? There's somebody there that's just trying to make it worse. You know, when it's at a downtime, in a hard spot, maybe you're in a hospital bed, maybe you're going through emotional turmoil or physical turmoil, and there's somebody there that is making false accusations, making lies about you. Next thing is he's vile. He's foul. It says on three different times, he comes cursing. And I don't have a lot of respect for people that curse. You know, verse number 10 is that he cursed David. And verse number 12, he cursing this day. And I think about three times it's reported that he curses. Shimei has a bad mouth. Sometimes people think that their cursing makes their attack stronger and makes it more threatening. But in all reality, cursing only condemns the curser because he has a foul mouth. He doesn't have any more reasonableness than to keep their language to themselves. Another thing is, I think of as a man that is bitter and a liar and no compassion, he's oblivious. David's the one protecting him here. Abishai is there, and you imagine, the way the Bible pictures it here, it's just Shimei by himself. Later on, when David comes back, he has to ask David for forgiveness, but he brings 1,000 guys with him. And we're going to look at that in a little while. But he brings 1,000 guys with him and says, I've sinned, but if you don't forgive me, I'm going to do my best. But he's there by himself, and you got David there, and you got David's mighty men there. You know, this guy is pretty oblivious of what's going on, to think that he could go out and start cursing at David and say all these things about David and think that there's not going to be any type of repercussions. It's a pretty brave, or pretty much a man that is oblivious to what the truth is, if he's going to go and try to challenge the warrior David, but not only David, but all his mighty men, by throwing rocks at him. At the same time, David is the one that is protecting him. He's mouthing off towards David, but David's the one that's telling Abishai, don't go. And sometimes you say, well, what does that have to do with us? Well, we got to deal with sometimes people that have problems. Sometimes we have to deal with people that will make false accusations. Sometimes it is because they're bitter at us or bitter towards God. Sometimes people will say things that just are not true. Sometimes they'll say it louder and sometimes with wrong language to draw more attention. And sometimes they're really truly oblivious to what's really truly happening in this world and the spiritual battle that we're in. So how do you deal with somebody like that? What is it that you experience? Because sometimes when you're in a very, very dark time, someone just wants to come and pour more over top of you. So what do you do? Next thing I want you to think about here is, not only realize some people have problems, because you see in this story, the way it's just written, the way it's here, this guy has an issue. He needs to get it settled. Realize you can't trust everybody's opinion. Second thing is, realize you can't trust everybody's opinion. Here in the story, there's a man in verse number 9 named Abishai. Abishai is the son of Zeruiah, and Zeruiah is David's sister. Now, in this story, Abishai has a little bit of a background. Abishai is known for wanting to be violent, wanting to make justice his own way. And that's what he's saying here to David. He says, why should, in verse number 9, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. You know, this is the common reaction. It's like, look, he's done him wrong. He's devoted to David. Because he's devoted to David, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go do what I think is right. But the important thing is not what we think is right, it's what God thinks is right. Many people would think he would have been justified to do that. Many people think he should have went and done that. But according to the story, David says, I'm looking at this that God's in it. And would God want me to be doing this? Would God want me to respond to this? And Abishai has a history. If you go back to 1 Samuel chapter 26, verses 8 and 9, it talks about at this point in time is when David and Abishai go down to when Saul is sleeping and take his sword, I think it was. It says, then Abishai said to David, God had delivered thine enemy into thy hand this day. Now therefore let me smite him, I pray thee, with the spear, even to the earth at once, and I will not smite him the second time. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not, for who hath stretched forth his hand against the Lord's anointed? In this story, you see Abishai, who is, I think, is trying to just defend David, but at the same time is a household of hardness. Even in chapter 19, verse 21, but Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, answered and said, shall not Shimei be put to death because he cursed the Lord's anointed? And David said, what have I to do with you, ye sons of Zeruiah, that you should bring this day be adversaries unto me? Shall there any man be put to death this day in Israel? For do not I know that I am this day king over Israel? Abishai was looking at it and saying, we need to make sure we got to make this right. We got to fix this. We got to do these things. And when you're dealing with Shimei's, sometimes you're going to have people that are close to you. Sometimes you're going to have people that you even trust in that's going to give you bad advice. Because this idea of forgiving others, this idea of showing grace to us others, this idea of seeing God working in your heart and God working in your life is not something that everybody else around you is going to see. It's not something around you that everybody else is going to stand up and take notice and say, yes, there's God working in your heart. There's God working in your life. You should just continue to respond the right way. Now, you're going to have family members that say, you should just forget about them. You're going to have family members that say, you should, like Job's wife, just turn, curse God and die. You're going to have friends that are like Job's friends that come to him and say, and they are really miserable counselors because they're David's reaction and David's heart would obviously be for the Lord, but his flesh should be, yes, somebody throw a spear up there and get rid of him. But you can't trust everybody. I know there's safety in the multitude of counselors, but you need to be careful that we realize that we need to put God first and listen to what God has to say. Abishai, I think, has a good heart and good intention, but number of times in the scriptures, he is known for being a man that takes other people's lives, even when it's not necessary. Because he thinks it's justice. Remember, if we were eye for an eye, then that would be okay. But that's not what the Bible tells us in the Sermon on the Mount. It tells us instead to love our enemies. Instead, it tells us to pray for them and things like that. Third thing, not only realize some people have problems, because there are, and we're all going to face it, and sometimes it's going to be even in our church family. Sometimes there's going to be people that are going through certain things and they respond the wrong way. They make false accusations. They don't seem like they understand the whole thing that's going on. You cannot trust everyone's opinion. It would be nice if you could, but you can't. The third thing, I think this is the most important thing, is realize that God can work through any situation. Realize that God can work through any situation. To me, it seems like David's keeping his eyes on heaven. Look what it says in verse number 10. He says, what have I to do, ye sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because the Lord have said unto him, curse David. He sees this as God bringing judgment to him because of past sin. Verse number 11, it says, behold, my son which came forth from my bowels seeketh my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, let him curse, for the Lord have bidden him. And I thought about these verses, and even in verse number 12, it may be that the Lord will look on mine affliction and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. So when I thought about this, realized that God can work through any situation, first thing I thought about is we need to understand there's something bigger going on. In this story, David's fleeing from his kingdom, and he looks back and he says to Abishai, hey, look, my own son is trying to kill me. My own son is trying to take over my kingdom. Why in the world should I be worried about this one Benjamite that's over there and is not hurting anybody? Yeah, he's talking bad about me, but people have done that before. Maybe never to my face, but it's something that's, who really cares? There's bigger things going on in this world. And I'm thinking about when problems happen and when there's Shimeis that come in our life and there's Shimeis that will try to cause problems and have issues, they've got to realize there's bigger things happening. There's a devil out there, and there is a devil that's trying to devour people, and there's a world out there that needs Christ. There's a world out there that needs to hear the gospel. There's a world out there that needs to hear the Great Commission. And if we get so worried and focus on Shimeis and worried about going up and taking care of the smaller issues, you know what's going to happen? We're going to forget about what God's trying to teach us. God is reminding David. This man comes out and says, thou bloody man, thy bloody man. And I can only imagine what's going through David's heart is, yes, I am a bloody man. I do have blood on my hands. Everybody else is saying, well, he showed kindness to Saul. He showed grace to Saul. Everybody else is trying to defend him. And he's realizing this is the judgment of God. He sees that God can work through these situations. So number one, we need to look over we need to understand there's something bigger going on than this, the people that are trying to cause hardship. We need to separate our hurts. David comforted himself with the thought that his sins deserve sore chastisement than he was receiving. He considered the minor affliction unworthy of the consideration in the view of the major. So what are you getting at? David realized that he should be put to death. For what he did to Uriah, for even just committing adultery with Bathsheba, under the law, he should die. But when he's considering that this is just a Benjamite that is cursing him, he says, you know what? My life could be so much worse. There could be so much bad things that are happening. There's a bigger picture here. I need to separate my hurts. I need to understand that God's working and God's dealing and that God is making this happen in my life for a reason. He can work through this. Instead of responding to Shimei in the wrong way, instead of having him put to death, I'm going to learn what God wants me to learn, and then I'm going to throw myself on the mercy of God. As it says in verse number 12, it says, the Lord requite me good for his cursing this day. He says, I'm going to just give myself over to God and let God take care of it. And maybe God will see that I responded the right way. And as I responded the right way, then guess what? God might show me some mercy because of it. Because that's what I need. I need God's mercy. Yes, Shimei has problems. He has issues. And we all have some people that are Shimeis in our life. And we all have people that are going to try to make things worse and try to just rub your nose into things and just say, when things go wrong, let's emphasize it and make it bigger and worse. But God says, how are you going to respond to them? And you see the way David responds here. He says, okay, let it be. And as I respond with grace, maybe God will requite me good for it. On Tuesday, we had a senior luncheon, and I talked a little bit about giving grace or growing in grace. Talked about somebody cutting someone off while they're driving and how you have a couple of different ways to respond. And I made this illustration of this thought that if you beep your horn and you yell at the person, even though they can never hear you, your windows are rolled up and their windows are rolled up, it just makes you feel better when you beep the horn and yell at the other guy. But when you do that and you get angry and you shake your fists at them, what do you have to do then? You have to go, after God convicts your heart, go and repent of that, say you're sorry, and then if you know the person or you get to see the person, ask for forgiveness. Now, it's their fault. They've done wrong. They're the Shimei at that time. They're the ones that are acting obnoxious. They're the ones that are acting wrong. But how you respond is important, because David's saying here, if I go and send Abishai over there to cut off his head, everybody else will be happy. But you know what? God's going to convict me of it. God's going to convict my heart. Then I'm going to have to stop, and I'm going to have to get right with God, and I'm going to just have to get things settled, and I'm going to have to go back and make sure I get in the right fellowship with God. So when we respond the wrong way, when we respond to Shimei's in a hateful or angry way, you know what's going to happen? Sooner or later, when you get your heart right, you're going to have to go back and say you're sorry to the Lord and hopefully to the other individual. Plus, the Bible teaches us, recompense no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. 1 Thessalonians 5:15, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. 1 Peter 3:9, not rendering evil for evil, railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. So when I see this passage story, and it doesn't end here. He comes back in chapter number 19, and guess what happens? Shimei says he's sorry. When we get there, we'll get there. Then we are introduced to him again in 1 Kings chapter number 2 when David's on his deathbed. And David tells Solomon to do something with Shimei, and we're going to look at that too, but not tonight. Tonight I want you to see how he responds with grace and how to deal with your Shimei's. And in the stories, as you deal with your Shimei's, here's the thought. Separate it. Realize that God's been good to us. Like Mephibosheth last week. He looked at David. David returned. And he says, you've been like an angel of God to me. And just the fact that king returned was good enough for him. He didn't need the land. He didn't need the possessions. He says, as long as the king is happy and as long as the king's where he's supposed to be, I'm good with it. So separate your hurts, because it does hurt. I am sure that David, as he's allowing his wives to hear this and his children to hear this and his mighty men that would stand up for him and would fight for him through the caves and through the wilderness, to hear this one person sit there and curse and to mock and to laugh would cause them all to become angry, to cause them all to be upset. So David has a chance here to show his generations, his family, how should I respond? And I think he responds the way the Lord did. What do you mean? Well, you think about it. Our Lord faced some Shimei's in his life. Think about what it says in Psalms 22, 78. In the Lord's valley time, when he is on the cross, when he is in the Garden of Gethsemane, he faces Shimei's. Think about what it says in Psalms 22, 7, verses 7 and 8. All they that see me laugh to scorn, they shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 and 4. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid as it was our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. Matthew chapter 27, while he's on the cross, it says, and they that passed by reviled him. And that reminds me of Shimei. You know, David's running for his life, and it couldn't get any worse, but there's somebody there reviling him. Christ, while he's hanging on the cross, it wasn't just enough that they spat on him, they ripped out his beard, put the crown of thorns, and they whipped him. That wasn't enough. It says they reviled him, wagging their heads. This is exactly what Shimei was doing. And saying, thou that destroyest the temples and buildest up in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise, also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders said, he saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if we will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Yeah, the exact same thing. Of course, Christ was dying at the time while David was fleeing. But what was his response? What did he demonstrate to the group? What did he tell Peter when Peter tried to take out an anger that Peter was like Abishai at that time? He tried to take the sword out and tried to take their lives. The Lord said, put up your shield. Put your sword up. You think about when Peter, when Jesus says, I'm going to be delivered in the hands of the Gentiles. I'm going to be crucified. And Peter said, no, I'm not going to. He's being like Abishai. He's working off the carnal flesh. But what does Jesus say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So we've seen the pattern here of Jesus. And we've seen in the story, I can't imagine any darker of a time than in David's life. And he did have some dark valleys. But as he's fleeing, and this man here is mocking him in front of the people who love him most, the people who thinks he's enough to follow after him, how do you deal with it? You realize people have problems. You realize there's people that have issues. You realize that we're going to face people every day that are fleshly and that are carnal. Sometimes they have bitterness in their heart. Sometimes they're going through something, and the only way they feel like they can get anything out of it by making someone else feel bad. How do you respond? You're going to respond back in the bitterness or anger? They're not going to see Christ that way. You're going to have people that say lies and say sometimes even cursing things. Sometimes people that have no compassion, and sometimes people that are really truly oblivious to what's going on in the world today. Then you have to realize that you can't trust everybody's opinion. I've had some Abishais in my life. They shouldn't treat you that way. They shouldn't say those things. You should speak up. You should, and I'm not saying you should always have to sit there and take abuse. But I am saying the Bible says about turning the other cheek. I am saying that there are times when correction is needed, but there are also times when, like David said, God's teaching me something through this. How am I going to respond? I'm going to keep my eyes focused on heaven. I'm going to separate the hurts and realize this is nothing compared to what I could be going through if I got what I deserved. You know, David could have looked at Shimei and said, you think I killed Saul, but you don't even know what I did to Uriah. You don't know what I did when I had the forces come back and there was people that died because I wanted one man killed. If you knew me, what you said would be true. And the reality is, inside our own hearts, inside our own lives, when something bad happens to us, if we will separate the two and say, God, you've really been gracious to me. Yeah, I'm going to have to put up with somebody. I'm going to have to put up with somebody not acting very nice to me, maybe even treat me bad, even treat me like a Shimei. But I can respond with grace because you've been gracious to me. So tonight, how to deal with your Shimeis. The first reaction would be, take off his head. At least say, you're lying, it's not true. I could have killed Saul here, and I could have killed Saul here, and I showed him mercy. When Saul was left in the field and put up on that wall, you know, I respected his body. I did all these things. He doesn't try to defend himself. Instead, he says, God's working, and I'm going to respond with grace, hoping that God will show me mercy and show me good. How to respond with Shimei's. You're going to deal with them. You're going to come across them. Just like Jesus did, the darkest hour of his day, he dealt with Shimei's by saying, Father, forgive them. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet.